It's almost been therapeutic to do something, to have something to look forward to that's not a doctor's appointment or waiting for a test result. You know, it really has, and it's also helping people. And I really wanted to take all the knowledge that I've been given that I almost take for granted sometimes because I'm in it, but being able to then share that with people.
Hello, and welcome back to Shift Happens. Are you ever thinking about what you're putting on your skin? Am I thinking about it? Yes and no. I love a nurturing body oil and have a solid skincare routine. But how pure and clean is everything that I treat this biggest of organs with? Actually, I'm not sure. My guest today, Rachel Cook Northway, is a cancer survivor and clean beauty pro. Rachel started her business, The Northway Edit, shortly after the pandemic when she was in remission. She had been diagnosed with breast cancer during COVID while pregnant with her second child. Rachel shares how her personal health journey shifted her into building a service to not only help clients navigate the clean beauty market, but to ultimately commit to mindful skincare and long-term skin health. Rachel, so good to see you.
It's so good to see you, Claudia.
It's been a while.
It has.
I'm really glad we have the chance to do this again because Rachel and I, we had a conversation for Shift Happens already before.
Yeah.
But I don't know where, but our conversation is somewhere in the ether.
Yes.
Anyway, it was not on my computer. So now we're doing it again, which is great.
I'm so grateful to be here.
Thank you. So Shift Happens. We're talking about a pivotal moment in life. Yours is very complex. And before we get to it, I'd like to ask you, how would you describe your current state of mind?
Oh, grateful. It's summer. Kids are out of school. You know, I'm a little bit scattered, but grateful. Grateful for every day, every moment.
What's something that made you smile this week?
I love finding my children's trinkets and playthings. And I was changing purses from one purse to like more of a work bag. And I found my daughter's phone. She makes things out of all sorts of objects. So she had a piece of bark from a tree that was her phone and it was bedazzled. And that really made me smile.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's so lovely. What is your secret superpower?
I think I have an ability to not just relate with people, but empathize and disarm people when I'm speaking with them, whether it be work or moms at a meetup or an interview or something like this. You know, I think I do have a gift of people sort of opening up or at least disarming themselves and then welcoming me in. And so I'm grateful for that.
Which is an amazing superpower to have. And you're using it for your work and for your business.
Yeah.
And, but before we get to that, it would be great if you could describe the journey that brought you to work in health-oriented clean beauty. Yeah, and how everything played in together, because that was a big shift in your life.
Yes, thank you. You know, even as a child, I was always, from about age 8 or 9, I loved skincare. I loved ritual and routine. And my mom was a big Clinique woman, and she would take me to the department store while she would get for skincare. And I always looked forward to just kind of hanging out at that counter while she would peruse. And I usually knew what she was getting. It was always that same three-step routine. And the Clinique computer, I would play with that, like the sliding, you know, what's your skin type. So I always had an affinity for skincare, and I've always been pretty plant-centered as well, even as a child. I grew up in the States, but in the South. So I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. And in African American culture, greens, dark leafy greens are a big part of our diet. It's a big part of our cuisine and our palate. So my favorite foods have always been collard greens and turnip greens and all sorts of dark leafy greens. And so fast forwarding to when I started my career in New York, I had been working in the nonprofit space, doing some fundraising and development work. I wanted to be a school teacher at one point. So I was just kind of getting my, footing in that area, but didn't really feel like it just didn't feel like home. And then jumping a little bit ahead, I was laid off from one job and needed to kind of supplement a little bit. And I took a role at 10 over 10, which was a beautiful nail concept in Tribeca. And they have a nail care line, nail polishes and nail care. And that was my first foray into kind of the clean beauty space. And I really felt like in that role that I had kind of arrived at a destination. Things just made sense. It felt like, oh, my passion for skincare and wellness is kind of coming together. So I was managing their front desk. I was managing sort of some of the buying that was happening because we carried other brands in the front of the Tribeca store. And then I, let's see what happened next. My mom was actually diagnosed with breast cancer around that same time.
Oh, your mom as well.
And, that was kind of a, as you can imagine. And then I took a role at Cat Beauty in the West Village, and that was a really expansive opportunity where I learned so much. I met so many people. It was a beautiful, clean beauty shop where we had a spa, and we also were doing all these cool therapies like past life regressions and cranial sacral kind of technique, facial
So a
technique.
very, very holistic approach to
Yes.
beauty has always been sort of
Yes.
what was guiding you.
Yes, and Cat Beauty was such an amazing it was just so many things to me, and I met so many people. I then went on to work for Folane, which was another clean beauty space, and then back to Cat Beauty for a little bit. And so just playing around within the clean space, and then moving into the pandemic, I was working for a company. It was a distributor, and I was over all the clean brands. That was a great experience for me. I'm just learning more of the B2B side of things, but I was diagnosed with breast cancer during the pandemic and I was pregnant. And so bringing it all forward, once I got into remission, I had kind of been thinking about the Northway Edit as a service back during Cat Beauty because I loved talking to people. I loved the everyday stories, people excited about clean beauty, people skeptical of clean beauty, just all the different types of people that I met. So once I got into remission, I said, you know what? I am going to try to make this a service, create an Instagram page, create a website.
But hold
And
on one moment because we are like racing through this. So you in the pandemic, you were diagnosed with breast cancer and you were pregnant with your first or your second
my
child?
second.
Your second and your first child, how old was it then?
She was three.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
And then you went through therapy and while you were treated for breast cancer, you had your second child.
Yes.
And wow, you're strong. You're a strong woman.
Thank you so much. It was quite an ordeal, and I'm so grateful to my doctors and my friends and family and everyone who has just been with me on this journey. It's really been a life-changing, a shift has happened, a shift in everything for me.
But you were holding on to this passion for beauty, for clean beauty, and that probably also kind of, it was like something good to hold on to. Yes, to bring you through this because yes, of course, the children, one needs to be there. One is almost on autopilot. And I'm sure, you know, with your family and partner in the background, but to still be able and to hold the space to create your own. That's really amazing.
Thank you.
That's why I didn't want to rush through this.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for slowing me down. And through building the Northway Edit, It's almost been therapeutic to do something, to have something to look forward to that's not a doctor's appointment or waiting for a test result. You know, it really has, and it's also helping people. And I really wanted to take all the knowledge that I've been given that I almost take for granted sometimes because I'm in it, but being able to then share that with people.
What do you feel is the most important side of clean beauty? And why do you feel that probably more women than men? I mean, I don't know, you tell me, you're the pro, are for it, but also a little bit hesitant and actually do need guidance.
Yeah. Well, to the first part of the question, I try to, for anyone who's skeptical, who I'm working with, if there are only three areas I can convert them to, it'll be anything on the lips, the eyes, and underarm areas. Because I think of those places as almost like doors into the body and the lymph nodes, and there's things, you know. So if I can only, if I have a client who's really hanging on to their conventional products, I at least try to get them with their lipstick, or if it's a guy, their lip balm, deodorant, mascara, eye cream, anything in this area. And then the second part of your question was about kind of folks being skeptical and how to work with them. Yeah, I really try to lean into the power of plants, the power of naturals, and just in, products that are few ingredients. As opposed to saying, hey, you're going to get sick if you use these conventional things. I try not to go that route because I feel like you win more people when you just do affirmative language. And so that has been very helpful. And then also helping my clients understand that you don't have to give up efficacy in clean beauty. I think 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when the space was much different and there wasn't that much to choose from, that would be valid. But today, there's so many brands that are innovating and using different technologies. The formulations are so beautiful. I mean, I have a girlfriend recently who I gifted some samples to, and she, like, overnight was just like, wow, these products really do work. Like, you know, she's really seeing the results. And I love those wins. You know, it's just like winning souls, you know?
Of course, of
So.
course. But I also want to go back to your what you started with, your experience at the Clinique beauty counter with your mother, because I feel I don't go to department stores anymore. I mean, very rarely. Sometimes when I have time and, you know, I like to treat myself just for the experience, I go down to the basement of here in New York City of Bergdorf Goodman, and then I feel that's kind of old school, like how it used to be, and it's so nice and everybody's so friendly, and of course everybody wants to sell but not oversell, and it's just such a lovely experience and everything smells so good. And I feel that is vanishing more and more. So maybe also someone like you who really does this now and offers this, fills a space that has been created.
Agreed. And thank you for that connection. Because I didn't even think about that, but you're right. I mean, the department store landscape is so different now. But in New York, I recently went to check out, I'm going to butcher the name, Printemps.
Printemps, yeah.
And it took me back in time. And I love that slow service, and Bergdorf's as well, of course, just, you know, slow. And there's the hospitality component. You can have a glass of champagne while you shop. You can sit and have a meal. Love that. And yes, I am trying to build, you know, it's relationship, and it's someone holding your hand while you are converting and transitioning your personal care ritual.
Yeah, and it has, yeah, it's building trust as well. Because we're not so used to that anymore, in to experience it in person. Like
That's right.
I when I think about it, I went through a time, I mean, I love to try out things and I love to support young brands and startup brands, because I don't know, I just think it's so great and gutsy, especially in this big, big market of products in beauty. And I always, you know, go, oh, they sound great. Yeah. And they sound great. And so I have, you know, this this big pile, and I love it all, but it's a little bit difficult to find, you know, my red thread. And of course, then, you know, I went back to my traditional regimen, which kind of works. But so you said before that the underarms and the lips and around the eyes, because that is sort of an entry space into the lymphatic system.
Yeah.
So what are your like hottest tips right now?
Yeah.
No advertisement, no official advertisement,
okay.
But you know, we want to share.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm loving this brand actually. I want to send you some products, but it's called Maxime. They're based in Vienna and they've been around for 14 years. We carried them at Cat Beauty and I'm loving their, I keep looking this way because I have one of their products on my desk, but they have a beautiful hydrosol mist, as well as a beautiful face oil called the Enchanted Face Oil. They also have what's called a rescue balm, and I like to use it around the eyes. So that's like one of my favorites right now for face, eye, and then you can even use the rescue balm on the lip area. And then I'm using a brand called Lease or Less. I'm butchering the name, but it's this beautiful brand. It's US based, but the founder is from Australia and they have a beautiful lip balm that I've been using. So that's good for lip. And then underarm area, I usually use Corpus deodorant. It's in a beautiful lime, like light lime green package. That's one of my favorites that I recommend to a lot of my clients, and I personally use it. And I also encourage people with underarms if you can. It's summertime, it's a little hard, but to get the deodorant as much as you can. I try to. And if I'm going to an event or with a client, then of course I'll wear. But if I'm just kind of home, then I'll skip it.
To give the skin a break, or why is it important to skip it?
Just to give the skin a break. And you know, I think it's still good to sweat, you know. I mean, the things I'm using are not antiperspirants. You're still going to sweat. But I just find, you know, just keeping that area open, you know, and with me being a breast cancer survivor, I had it in my lymph nodes. And so personally, I just try to keep it open as much as possible. I'll use witch hazel and just kind of wipe, especially on a hot summer day. But yeah.
Interesting. So you think it's time for us to rethink beauty and clean beauty?
I think it's time. And I think there's a school of thought where clean beauty is kind of over, or like it was a trend and that's passed. But I still feel like there are so many people who could benefit from transitioning their products, their personal care. And there's still a ton of people all over the world who just don't know, or even if we just focus on the US, who just don't know that there are alternatives that work. And it's not just something that you pick up at the local farmer's market, which is fine. I love all of that too. But there is efficacy in clean. These products do work. Yeah.
So the clients you work with, what's like the demographics of your clients?
Yeah.
How would you describe them?
I would say mostly women, although I do have some male clients. And then I would say anything from mid 20s on up. I mean, I have clients in their 70s who are, you know, have used certain routines for many years, but are ready to explore other options. And they know there's a lot of opportunity and products for them. And they're curious about it. So definitely women, have heavily women clientele, which has been nice. Yeah.
And how long do the clients stay with you?
Yeah. So each service that I offer, so I have three offerings, the edit, which is like the full service where I convert five categories. So pretty much every category: skin, makeup, hair, body, fragrance. And then I also have the intro, which is kind of, you just pick two of those categories. And then I have the glow, which is for expecting moms, where I cover everything. But each of those is a 6-month program. So we'll meet, we'll chat. I take a ton of notes. I create a personalized deck for you. And then we shop in person or virtually. And then the client has me for 6 months where I can shop again. I can chat again. I can make more recommendations. And so they have that support. Yeah.
That's really great. But do you also offer this to women that also have been through something like you have with your breast cancer experience and also the healing process?
I do. I don't have a special offering at the moment for them, but absolutely welcome anyone on a health journey like mine. And my doctors at in New York are aware of what I do, and will often recommend me to their patients. And so that's been really special.
And how is your own personal healing process going?
Yeah, it's going really well. Every day there are challenges, and it's a lot of it is mindset. A lot of it, so much of my battle has been keeping the mind sharp, focused, grateful, while being a mom and working and all the things, but I'm doing really well. Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you don't have like a physical office because everything is can be either virtual or you meet your clients and you go on your
Exactly. I'm in the field quite a
explorations.
bit. Yes. And I love meeting with people in person. But I am working on a studio very soon so that people can pop in and I can host events and things of that nature.
So, what's your advice in beauty routine for a clean beauty routine for women 55 plus, the ageless?
Yes, I would focus on hydration, but this is also internal. So I want my clients to get a good nutritionist. And I have a few, are in different cities that I can recommend. But I would say hydration is key. If you're going through like the changes of womanhood, hydration is key. I'm in an induced state of menopause since 35 years old. And so the hot flashes and things I understand firsthand. I get hives as well. Like I break into kind of itchiness, eczema. I mean, the products that I listed, like the Max and Me, they have an oil cleanser that I love. Mae Lindstrom has some beautiful products. I love her Blue Cocoon for this age group, as well as her body oil. And what are some other brands that I'm loving? Nail care, which is something I haven't spoken about, but Bare Hands. There's a brand called Bare Hands based in San Francisco, and it's all about nail care, but it's polish-free and solvent-free. And I think this is also great for this age group because you're going through changes, or maybe you don't want to be in the salon, you're traveling, but you can do this at home. I'll send you some, Claudia, as well. And then Infiore is another brand. They're San Francisco based and they make some beautiful face oils. There's one called the Pure Oil and it's purifying. They have a cleansing system like this gentle milk cleanser. And Marie Veronique, another San Francisco brand. There are many of them there. I love Marie Veronique for this age group as well.
Do you feel, I mean, women, of course, we always like, I mean, Cleopatra put gold on her face. So, I mean, of course, we love the creams and the jars and the oils and the nice sound of opening a product and closing it again. Do you feel it's easier for women to take care of themselves when it's about beauty? Or is it still challenging? Yeah, because now the way you talk about it, it's so knowledgeable and it immediately puts me into like a gentle mood. And I'm just wondering how what you experience in the work with your clients, is it something that you can take them on a journey with so that they are becoming more mindful of it?
It's interesting. I actually struggle with the words clean beauty because of the beauty piece of it. And I think by you, and I'm working on language and maybe rewriting some of my copy because I think when you use that word beauty, it is almost like this pressure, like, oh, I have to meet a certain standard. I have to look a certain way. So my goal is to disarm the client, make them feel at home and welcome, and that this is a judgment-free zone. I do want to know what you're using so I can help you make that transition and get a feel for what you like your products to feel like. But I do think that word beauty is it comes it's loaded and it comes with
It's
baggage.
loaded,
It's loaded. So I try to put people in a wellness mindset. You know, this is a part of your wellness toolkit, just like going for your annual exam at the doctor, just like going for mental health checkups. This is a part of your toolkit.
I mean, the skin is the biggest organ of the body, right?
It
So
is.
it really needs attention and care and
Definitely.
careful selection of how it's being treated. We cannot emphasize that enough. I agree. So I wanted to ask you now, what is your current favorite ritual to anchor yourself daily?
Yes. I try to start every morning before I reach for my phone with prayer. And even if it's just, a 3 minute, 5 minute prayer, thanking God for waking me up every morning, waking up my children, my husband, just the whole, household protection for us all. I love that as a way to start the day. And again, before I touch my phone and get bombarded with emails and news and social media and all the things. And then I co-sleep with my youngest still, and it's such a sweet moment because it's one of my favorite parts of the day, just waking up and he's right there. And so those are things that ground me. It's like I start my day with prayer, I end it with prayer, and I co-sleep so my children are close. And then I'm kind of on like a strict meal program, like a restricted meal program with lots of plans. I do intermittent fasting, so I don't eat until much later in the day. But those are things that still help me stay grounded. I find actually if I eat too early in the day, I'm not focused with work or with my children. It kind of just it's a little bit distracting. So I love kind of the timing of it. And then movement. I try to move at least 6 times a week. So I have a stationary bike that I do. And now that it's summer, I'm taking advantage of the pool quite often, swimming laps. And so I love the water, love to swim. So those are some of my personal rituals that I do. And also, when I'm preparing for like a scan, a checkup, I have holy water that I like to apply and certain prayers that I like to do that go with that. And there's a shrine that I visit, this, Our Lady of Lourdes, and it's just really beautiful and helps me, definitely helps me to stay grounded.
Yeah, and in prayer there's always gratitude and also a humbleness.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is really something. I mean, to go
Thank
through
you.
all this ordeal, and do you like your healing routine? You said sometimes you have to go to a scan. Is it now with more distance in between those scans
Actually,
or?
they're not. They're kind of the same cadence as
Oh, okay.
always. And
Okay.
so that's kind of the mindset piece of it. It's just the It's a gauntlet every time. It's a mental gymnastics every time, just preparing and then doing it and then waiting for it. And so that's been like the big piece of keeping the mind quiet and focused and grateful and open and just, so that kind of cycle, that's the mental wear and tear.
Wow, that's a really, really impressive. So, what's the next step for the Northway Added?
Thank you. Yes, well, definitely in search of a studio very soon so that I can receive clients. I have something that I'm launching in August, an experience that I will share with you very soon. And I'm also kind of toying around with different client offerings, maybe a membership program. And so these are things that are on the horizon, yeah, in the second half of the year.
Great.
Yes.
Well, good luck with all of this. And
Thank
I
you.
thank you so much for your time and the opportunity that we were able to have this conversation again.
Yes, thank you so much, Claudia. It's been such a joy talking to you.
And enjoy the rest of your summer.
Yeah.
And yeah, thank you again. It was
Thank
lovely.
you.
All right. Bye-bye, Rachel.
Bye.
So, leaving out the deodorant. I will try it. Why not? I think it's important to break routines, especially when it's healthier. Also, don't forget to be mindful of what you put on your eyes, your lips, and under your arms. That was such an interesting piece of information. And will you give it a shot and drop your deodorant for a few days? Thank you for listening to Shift Happens. Please follow and subscribe to this podcast. It's an easy hit for you with a huge impact for me. It helps me grow even further and bring you more conversations with women from around the globe. Shift Happens has been created and is hosted by me, Claudia Mahler. Editing, Andy Borison. Social media, Magda Reckendrace. I hope you felt connected and heard by listening to Shift Happens.